Outdoor sports are super popular here in Michigan all year long. In the colder months, ice fishing is king. But this year, not so much.
There hasn't been much ice this winter to go ice fishing. Gary Bark says normally by this time of year he'd have gone ice fishing 20 times. This year, it's only been 5 or 6.
Ice coverage is at a generational low this winter across the Great Lakes. And it's more than just inconvenient for fishers. This is the Daily J. I'm Zach Clark. Winters here in Michigan can be pretty harsh, right? Sub-zero temperatures, snow drifts, ice everywhere. Listen to this weather report on WWJ from Thursday.
We think we end up right around freezing by the evening hours. Things then will get icy tonight as we go from that sleet, freezing rain, and mix with some snow over to probably all snow at the end. Not much accumulation for the city and southern suburbs. Areas to the north and west could see a coating to an inch or so.
Ice is a huge problem. It's not good for your house. It can cause pipes to burst. It's not good on roadways either. Back to WWJ with Jonathan Carlson and KT tracking the road report this morning.
One freeway reopens, but another one closes. It's all because of those icy conditions. WWJ's KT is live.
And it's I-94 westbound at Ecorse Road. And now the freeway is shut down. You're pretty much parked from before Telegraph.
The thing is, we're missing ice in a vital spot. The Great Lakes. Earlier this week, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Association said the average Great Lake ice coverage in February is 43%. Currently, that number sits at just 6%, which makes it tough for those who like to ice fish. Here is WWJ's Mike Campbell.
There hasn't been much ice this winter to go ice fishing. Gary Bark says it's good enough now, just a couple of inches, but it's safe, and he's ready.
I can't dig in a garden, so I'll come and catch some fish, but it's been slow. You know, it's just getting started, but we get a big wind tomorrow, this ice might all be busted up.
Mount Clemens resident says sometimes he only catches a couple of bluegill. Other times he catches enough to have a fish fry at home, but that's not important.
The point is fresh air. Yesterday we were out here, we saw there was a flock of sandhill cranes came over, really cool. Had an eagle fly over our head, shot the breeze with a couple buddies.
Normally by this time of year he'd have gone ice fishing 20 times. This year, it's only been 5 or 6. If you're thinking of joining Gary out on the ice fishing, he highly recommends clip-on cleats.
As Mike reports, ice fishing isn't impossible right now, but you have to be really careful. The next voice you'll hear belongs to DNR Conservation Officer David Miller.
Michigan is known for its lakes, and it's a great place to enjoy outdoor activities on or near the ice. No ice is ever considered safe. There's no reliable inch thickness to determine whether or not ice is safe. Ice covered by snow should be considered unsafe because snow acts as an insulator and it slows the freezing process. And ice under the snow will be thinner and weaker. Ice weakens with age, so the longer the ice has been frozen, the weaker it becomes. In Michigan, we have the Great Lakes, so big lake ice conditions can vary in just a few feet. Use caution around pressure cracks. The stronger the current, the more likely the ice will give way to open water.
It is no secret why there has not been much ice. It's been an above-average winter temperature-wise. But WWJ AccuWeather meteorologist Brian Thompson told me it's a bit more complicated than that.
The formation of ice is basically from the daily weather, which is what we're seeing this year. Water takes a lot longer to freeze than, say, the regular ground or the air. The air certainly cools down a lot faster than the water does. The big issue this winter is basically all across the Great Lakes. When we've had these cold shots come in, some of them have been pretty extreme, but they don't last very long. Remember that cold snap we had around Christmas time lasted about 2 or 3 days. We had one at the end of January, early part of February, again lasted a few days. And in both cases, temperatures snapped right back into the 50s a few days later. So we've really never had a chance for these lakes to really get frozen. Lake Erie froze a fair amount with one of the recent cold snaps. Lake Erie is a shallower lake, so you get a little more ice on that. But outside of that, it's just been really hard to get the ice to form anywhere else.
I mentioned how popular ice fishing is here in Michigan, right? maybe it's too popular, or maybe people don't pay attention. Listening to this report from our own Kyle Kimball, I wondered if it wasn't both.
Every year sees fluctuating temperatures, but this year especially, it's resulted in a spate of recent ice rescues from Sherwood Point, Wisconsin to the Michigan Thumb. Anglers venturing onto the ice from local canals in Chesterfield Township to the shores of Lakes Huron and Superior have led to two major rescues. The Coast Guard encourages people to check conditions before venturing onto the water.
Here is the other thing about ice on bodies of water. Not all ice should be treated equally. Here is Conservation Officer Miller.
If there's ice on the lake but water on the shoreline, please use caution. Avoid areas of ice that have protruding debris such as logs, brush, plants, and docks, including areas near marinas. If there's slush on the ice, stay off. Slush ice is only about half as strong as clear ice, and it indicates that the ice is no longer freezing from the bottom. Use caution on ice that has formed following a recent cold front. A sudden cold front with low temperatures can create large cracks in as soon as half a day. And a warm spell may take several days to weaken the ice, causing the ice to thaw during the day and refreeze at night.
There is this weird thing that happens when ice fails to form. Cold air gets trapped or blocked. So when ice doesn't form, it actually allows for areas to warm up even more. Here is Brian, our meteorologist.
When we don't get the ice forming on the lake, it's kind of a feedback loop. It's harder for the cold air to press southward. When the lakes are frozen, it's a lot easier for the cold air to just come right over the frozen lake, and you can get more extreme cold outbreaks that way. But with the lakes not being frozen this year, that's made it a little more difficult to get the cold air to stay, especially in a winter where we just haven't had that much cold air to play with.
Not that every situation is the same, but by this point in the podcast, you should be able to tell which ice is safe and which ice isn't. But in case you do fall in, Officer Miller has tips.
If you do happen to break through the ice, please remember the following. The number one thing is to remain calm. Do not remove your winter clothing. Heavy clothes won't drag you down, but instead they can trap air and provide warmth and flotation. This is especially true with a snowmobile suit. If you do happen to fall through the ice, try to get back from where you came from. That is probably the strongest ice. If you have ice picks, dig the points of the picks into the ice while vigorously kicking your feet and pull yourself onto the surface of the ice, sliding forward. Rolling on the ice will distribute your weight and help avoid breaking through again. Get to shelter and remove your wet clothing, redressing in warm, dry clothing, and consume warm, non-alcoholic or non-caffeinated beverages as soon as you can.
Is there any chance for good ice yet this season? I wouldn't get your hopes up. For those ice fishers, are they just SOL? We're already in mid-February and the ice is thin. You said it takes longer than just the ground. Is there going to be any chance of any kind of ice formation going forward?
I think the chances are pretty slim at this point. Just looking over the next week or so, it does not look cold. I think we're going to be dealing with pretty mild weather, especially for ice fishing. Of course, you need the ice to be a certain thickness to be able to be on the ice. I just don't see it happening this late in the season because you have the sun angle that's getting higher, the days are getting longer. So a lot of things working against prolonged ice formations time of year, especially when we have basically none to work with right now.
Well, what do I do with the groundhog? He's very confusing to me.
The six more weeks of winter, I mean, we still have a good bit to go here. We still have some time in March so that, of course, some winter weather can still happen. But ever since Groundhog Day, which was actually when it was pretty cold here locally, we've seen temperatures kind of surge. We hit 60 this past week on Wednesday.
This story is so much more than just an inconvenience to those who fish as a hobby. This is a story about the changing world in which we live. What does next winter hold? Hopefully not more of the same. Today's big thanks go out to David Miller and Brian Thompson, along with my co-workers Kyle Kimball and Mike Campbell. Check out WWJNewsRadio.com for the top local news stories on demand 24/7. Do you want the Daily J delivered right to you? All you have to do is subscribe using the Odyssey app or get it wherever you get your podcasts. Our theme music is written and produced by Ozone Music and Sound in Southfield. I'm Zach Clark, and this is The Daily J. Thanks for listening.